Welcome to Soulfully Aligned You, Mindset and Strategy for Multi-Passionate Mompreneur Coaches and Creatives. This is the podcast where we talk about and teach confident mindsets, overcoming limiting beliefs at the subconscious level, and online brand strategies to help you build out your signature services, get more visible with your target audience, and boldly launch out in the online world with your God-given gifts. I believe God cares more about your soul than your success. So get in alignment with His will and what He thinks of you so you can activate the success He already has planned for you. Hey, 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 Soulfully Aligned Sisters in Christ. Have you heard of my masterclass called Delight and Desire? It's a Bible study and business training, and I designed it so you can create the business and family life you truly desire. This is an on-demand digital masterclass. As a high-achieving strategic woman leader in business, you may be thinking you desire more clients and more cash, but these are just the surface desires. What about desiring goodness, beauty, and truth? Do you know how these connect with your calling to thrive in the marketplace? When you connect with your deepest soul desire, you will get to serve the multitude with your God-given gifts, aka more clients, experience provision and overflow for your life, family, and ministry, aka more cash. The world has tricked you into thinking that you have the burden and stress of manifesting the desires of your heart into your life, family, and business. Well, I want to challenge you to flip that on its head. If God gave you the desire, won't He manifest the provision alongside your obedience and faithfulness to fulfill the desire that He gave you all along? If you're a multi-passionate, high-achieving mompreneur who desires to have a thriving business and family life, then I invite you to join me for the Bible study and business training, Delight and Desire, so you can create the business and family life that you desire. Join me for just $7 and get instant access to this digital masterclass. You can join us at the link bit.ly/SAY Delight and Desire. Again, that is bit.ly/SAY for Soulfully Aligned You, Delight and Desire. Hey, 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 Soulfully Aligned Sisters in Christ. This episode is going to just give you a little sneak peek into one of my sessions with my clients. As we came to the end of the session, this is her first session with me, and she's wanting to do the inner work around just showing up and doing so boldly and without fear. And there have been ways that her body has responded via panic attacks, anxiety, things of that sort. And she was sharing with me that she knew that she needed to go back to a particular time in her childhood. And she was saying how with her therapist, you know, she kept wanting to go back and talk about that. But her therapist was trying to make her focus on her feelings and emotions today. And me not knowing that about her, that she felt that she needed to go back to that time. In our first session, that's where Holy Spirit took us right back to that time period where she was feeling like there was still unfinished work there. And she didn't necessarily know what the unfinished work was because she had already been doing all the forgiveness, all the, all of the forgiveness and healing and processing and all the things that she could do on her own. And when we came back to this place, Holy Spirit led us to look at it from a creative capacity building place. If you haven't listened to my 3-part series, should be a 4-part series now, on creative prayer and how imagination really activates the prefrontal cortex, then of the prefrontal cortex of your brain, then I would encourage you to go back and listen to that episode. We have, there's creative prayer, and then there's also actually creative emotion work that we will do. There's a particular set called a creative trauma set, where we go back into this set and we look at the trauma through a different lens. And it actually gives Holy Spirit, gets the opportunity, the space, you know, where we're actually focused. And sorry, I'm going through, flipping through my notes real quick. So you guys will probably hear the pages flipping. So I really just want to give y'all that heads up, so y'all know, like, what is she doing over there? So I want to read something to you about creative work, because my mentor says it best. A creative trauma set is when God takes the client back to a trauma moment and walks them through what they could have chosen, what he was offering instead of the enemy's destructive agreement. So like my client said, she had already done a lot of the work around the original agreement, right? She worked through the forgiveness, she worked through processing, she did all that with her, with on her own, with her own modalities that she uses, possibly also with her therapist. And she knew there was something else missing there in order for her to get this breakthrough and this freedom that she's wanting to experience in this area. And again, I didn't know that. We opened up in session. Holy Spirit directed that session, took us back to the place where she knew she needed to go to. And I just think it's beautiful when Holy Spirit meets my clients exactly where he wants to meet them, right? He meets them where he knows they need him the most. And in this episode, I'm going to share a clip of her speaking, her giving her perspective, all of that. Because she kind of shared a little bit of frustration with not really understanding. And that part's not on the audio, but I want to share this part with you that she shared with me before we got into this, which you're going to hear. But before she got into this piece that you're going to hear, she was talking about just a level of frustration and that she has as like the lay person that doesn't fully, you know, when you think of a therapist, she goes, when I think of a therapist, I think they all have the same training and they should all be capable, you know, of getting to trauma. And I just reiterated to her, I'm like, I'm not a licensed therapist. I'm not licensed by the state, but I did additional training through as a coach through the Splunkna Therapy Institute, through the Inner Healing School, through EFT and TFT. So I did additional training as a coach to be able to access, to have those entry points into the subconscious, right? The entry points into our body and emotions. It's to really get that understanding of what's going on in the body. And on top of that, I have a spiritual gifting, right? Where the Holy Spirit, excuse me, you guys, where the Holy Spirit actually leads me in a session, and he will highlight to me certain emotions that are still active, that are still stored, or certain emotions that he's wanted to build the client in capacity. He'll also take me to an age range. I'm intentionally asking the Holy Spirit about these things, and he reveals it to us. So we're just so grateful. And I'm gracious. Yeah, he's a gracious God. And we're grateful that he allows us to do this level of work. So I'm going to pause here, and you're about to hear just her, what she wanted to share about this work that we're doing.
I loved how you said when you realized that we were going back to my middle school years, though we have worked on this before, though, you know, I have worked on this on my own. I've done the forgiveness work. I've done, like, I'm imagining every individual person's face, every scenario, and actually saying out loud, I forgive you, I forgive you. I've done the tapping. I've done the prayers. I've done the releasing. I've done it. Mm-hmm. Why? And am I still not free? Why? Mm-hmm. I'm still having to go back. So the fact that you said you felt God telling you, okay, we're going back here, but we're going to have to hit it from a different angle because there's more in there. It's not about her holding bitterness. It's not about, we dealt with the bitterness. We dealt with the resentment. We dealt with the forgiveness. We dealt with oh, if this hadn't happened, we dealt with all of that. We forgave the adults. We forgave the kids. We did all of that. Why am I still not delivered, so to speak? Why am I still not free from this? Why is my actions today still, like, we're talking 10-year-old Alicia, 11-year-old Alicia, 12-year-old Alicia, 13-year-old Alicia is still affecting 38-year-old Alicia. She almost 40. And she's still over here dealing with panic attacks and anxiety because every time she walk out that door, she feels like somebody's just gonna pop up and just verbally attack her and ridicule her and embarrass her and humiliate her and make her look down on herself and just be afraid of people because people can't be trusted.
And one of the questions that she asked is, why was I still not free? Why was I still experiencing these things? And there's something about supernatural capacity. And whether you're in a session with me or not, you can totally ask the Lord for this. You can ask Him for supernatural growth, supernatural capacity. You can ask Him to fill you in the places that were not developed based because of this trauma, and ask Him to supernaturally mature your spirit, your soul, to match exactly what He has designed for you all along. I think that's something that I had never been taught before. I didn't know I had the authority or even that God would desire me to ask Him for that, right? I didn't know that God was in the business. And well, we all know that God is in the business of restoring, but do we really think of it from the soul aspect, right? Do we think of it from a trauma perspective? Or do we sometimes allow the effects of that trauma to still hold its weight on us, right? And to keep us in just a stuck mentality versus that growth mentality. We know that the brain has a capacity to shift and change, and that we can, has that plasticity, right? So we can think and know and believe the same thing about our soul and our spirit and our inner person, and knowing that God is the one that does that shifting. He's the one that does that growing. He's the one that does the pruning. And then He's the one that brings the fruit, right? So, and He can do that supernaturally. So, yeah, she also talks about how we dealt with bitterness, unforgiveness, like we dealt with a lot of the negative emotions. And the piece was, have we dealt with the opposite of those emotions? Did we deal with the pieces? And it's not even deal, I don't even like that word. Did we receive what God had for us all along, right? And we know that it's the opposite of the thing that the enemy tries to give us, because the enemy is a great counterfeit. He comes to steal, kill, and destroy, and he's gonna offer us something that is destructive, but God is offering us something that is beautiful and is a blessing and allows us to move through life with grace, right? And prosperity in our hearts and our souls. So, did you ask the Lord, what do you have for me instead? Right? Did we get there? Did we open our hearts and our minds and our spirits to receive? Did you take yourself into the space of activating the prefrontal cortex, right? And going into prayer and imagining yourself with the thing that God said was yours all along? Did you meditate on that? So again, just a reminder that this is, my client, she gave me permission to share this clip. And this is her just showing how she was kind of hopeful about the work that we're going to do. This was after one session, and the fact that, you know, she has felt that she needed to go back here, and that the therapist that she's worked with in the past have not wanted to go back there. And I didn't know this. I didn't know that. That was something she shared with me at the end of the session. So yeah, I'm excited for her. I love that she left her first session hopeful, knowing that, you know, God sees her and he's taken her to the places that she has felt has still been a hindrance to her, and that she can be hopeful for her healing, her breakthrough. And yeah, again, we just did our first session, and I know that we have five more to go. I usually recommend about six sessions with a client. And yeah, with us having five more sessions to go, I know that God is going to, I just have that faith and that belief that God is going to meet her exactly where he desires, and to help her in this area, the area that she spoke about, the area that she shared with you all. So thank y'all for listening to this episode. I hope that this is helpful for y'all to get a little bit of an insight into, you know, how I work with my clients. And I want to share something else too before I pop off. Why is it so important for her to work through this anxiety, this time frame of her life? It's because, like she said, she's still responding from her 12, 13, and 11 and 10 year old self when it comes to being visible with her gift, when it comes to being seen by others, right? And when you have a calling on your life, there is a platform that God already has waiting for you because you are a woman of influence, right? And with that influence comes a platform. With that influence comes being seen. With that influence comes critiques, rejections, all of those things. And how are you dealing with those things, right? How are you moving through life knowing that those things all exist, but you are still called to speak, you're still called to show up? So God wants you to be able to deal with that in peace, in love, and in rest in him, so that you can move through your calling, your purpose with joy, right? With this everlasting peace and joy in him, and not the stress and the anxiety and the overwhelm of, you know, what the world may throw at you or what people may throw at you. It really is about that identity of who you are, it really being settled in him. And we do that like surgery. It looks different for every single person. It could be something that happened when you were seven. It could be a collective of things that happen between a range of 13 and 18, right? We are able to look at things and isolate things from one event to 100 events that have taken place, right? There are some micro events that take place, and we're able to really look through those things and see how they have affected you, how they hinder you today. Yeah, knowing how they hinder you today, you probably already know that, but actually getting freedom from it, that's another thing. So we love working with high achieving, multi-passionate women of faith, women who have their brands, they are showing up, they are, you know, they're doing all the things, they're not afraid to take action, but the being and the settling in who you are and your confidence in who you are, being fulfilled in the thing that you know God is calling you to do, and all of those things, that all of that is available to you. Being in alignment, right? Because we talk about that, soulfully aligned to you, being in alignment with your calling and who you are and how you show up in the world. So, all right, y'all take care. Bye. Thank you for listening to the podcast. Don't forget to subscribe and follow us on Instagram at Soulfully Aligned You. If something we shared encouraged you, shifted your mindset, or caused you to take action, it would be so nice if you left us a review. Your review helps this podcast to show up for more multi-passionate mompreneurs of faith just like you.